He tell me what to do, I tell him what to do. Take him to go to school, you know. So after I got through, he said, well, how about that friend? You left another band that Mr. on the planet. Well, I stayed there a while, Mr. Eber. I said, Mr. Eber, I can't do this no more. So he said, well, if you can't do it no more, go fix it. That's all right. He said, how about I have to try to get through it? Learn some boy. So I learned that boy, boy over there now. He said, learn him how to run that thing. So I learned him how to run it. Well, the boy learned. Well, he done pretty good law there, but he wasn't nobody like me, you know. So I still hold him down. So I got fast, so I can't make it no more. So he said, all right then. He said, come right to the army. Call me once up there right at house. Just do something on it. Hey, I'll be there. I said, oh, I can't make it. So then I got on the local pension list. I stayed on that one. I said, well, I can't make it. He said, well, all right, then, if you can't make it, go fix all right. So he could do the work, so I couldn't do the work, so we just put him. I remember all these people, man over there, heard that place. I remember the third basketball hall down, third building basketball hall down, big school hall, too. Had people around there over there, that place is there by the hundreds. On a Saturday, Sunday, you couldn't walk in that room with people. They had about 35 plumbers over there. Just plow every day. The whole gang, 35, for the whole gang. My boy wasn't born yet. And that place was running. Old man to be there. And that's the time old man up there with the old man. The old man was there with him. You read that place after he died, or another band called and he took it. He was I stayed there. He stayed there. But he run it a while. But after he stayed there a while, he run it. Then he blew him away and put somebody else there. Then he died. And still, Spanish was running, but stood in Chapel Center when they were fooling the doctor. Some man from down to buy it. I don't know his name. But anyhow, he bought it. So he bought it. So that's why the planet is in that out.
Were your daddy and mama born here?
Yeah. My mama was born at McCall, over that big fella with that big sugar house there. But she was born there. And my grandfather, when he went to the army, that old Civil War, both of them, two of them went. My grandfather on my mother's side, and my grandfather on my dad's side, but they both went to the war, but they were born, he was pension, not too much, so get him a few nickels. After that, when he died, they left, but they all go in, and plenty of people are going to die. I'm still not yet. And old lady with all that property right there, she died right over there, I remember her. She had a house, a big house over there. But she died. I used to go there and sleep with her at night. My mom used to go sleep with her. She had nobody to sleep with her, you know. So I'd go there and sleep with her. She died one night. After she died, I was pretty good size. But I was somewhere around about 10 years, 14 years old. And she died. So then the place went to nuts. The boy got his body. Said his dad died, he can't say it, because somebody was missing. That's from a big family too, about 13. 13 years, got 20 grandchildren. They all died, they all scattered all about. Some in California, some in Chicago. I got a grandson in California, his son, in California. So he went to go to school, so I said about that in Baton Rouge. So he went to school there, I tell you. He learned how to play music over there, everything was.